Chapter 10. And this is the history of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now sons began to be born to them after the deluge. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tirus. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan were Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these the population of the Isles of the Nations was spread about in their lands, each according to its tongue, according to their families, by their nations. And the sons of Ham were Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush were Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Reamah, and Sabteca. And the sons of Reamah were Sheba and Dedan. And Cush became father to Nimrod. He made the start in becoming a mighty one in the earth. He displayed himself a mighty hunter in opposition to Jehovah. That is why there is a saying, just like Nimrod, a mighty hunter in opposition to Jehovah. And the beginning of his kingdom came to be Babel and Erech and Akkad and Calna in the land of Shinar. Out of that land he went forth into Assyria, and set himself to building Nineveh and Rehoboth-ir and Calah and Resen between Nineveh and Calah. This is the great city. And Mizraim became father to Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Kasluhim, from among whom the Philistines went forth, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan became father to Sidon his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, and afterward the families of the Canaanite were scattered. So the boundary of the Canaanite came to be from Sidon as far as Gera near Gezer, as far as Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim near Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their lands by their nations. And to Shem, the forefather of all the sons of Eber, the brother of Japheth the oldest, there was also progeny born. The sons of Shem were Elam, and Asshur, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram were Uz, and Hul, and Githa, and Mash. And Arpachshad became father to Shelah, and Shelah became father to Eber. And to Eber there were two sons born. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided. And the name of his brother was Joktan. And Joktan became father to Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jira, and Hadoram, and Usal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their place of dwelling came to extend from Mesha as far as Sephar, the mountainous region of the east. These were the sons of Shem according to their families, according to their tongues, in their lands, according to their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah, according to their family descents, by their nations, and from these the nations were spread about in the earth after the deluge.